United States v. Wortman. Ms. Schein.
Afternoon.
What happened to Judge A? Oh, there he is.
I didn't want to start yet.
I've had enough.
I'm actually kind of cautious about approaching this podium right now. It's rather intense up here this morning, but good afternoon. It is afternoon. My name is Marcia Schein. I represent the appellant, Ms. Wortman, in this case. Our position is in the brief, and it's pretty straightforward, is that the evidence is insufficient in this case to prove the charges that were brought against her, which is a violation of 18 U.S.C. 1519. 1519, as we provided in our reply brief in particular, was designed behind the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, designed to protect the destruction of records kept in large corporate structures or in business environments. And in fact, the statute specifically says altering, destroying, mutilating, and so forth, a false entry in any record or document or tangible object is required in order to meet the statute's requirements in evidence. But it also requires a secondary level, which is intent. And to prove intent, they have to show that at the time the event occurred, that Ms. Wortman specifically intended to obstruct or impede justice. The government's brief and our brief are very consistent on the facts that McDonald created an entire scenario for going to get this CD that he eventually attempted to destroy. But prior to that, he had already released information to the government about his child pornography interests and conduct, including stories and CDs with lots of child pornography on it. Both Wortman and McDonald were told not to go to this apartment to get any CDs or do anything with them. That's all knowledge they both had. Along the way, McDonald decided he wanted to go over to that apartment. There's no evidence he told her that he told Wortman that he was going over there to destroy the disc. In fact, she even states, two of the witnesses of the government stated that she said, "We're over here because the FBI wants this CD," and that's on pages 9 and 10 of the government brief. When they go over there, McDonald plans to go over there, takes her over there, she goes with him. He gets in the apartment. He finds out where the discs are. He looks around for them. He gets it. He tries to break it. He can't break it. He's scared he's going to cut himself. She grabs it, breaks it at that moment. That's it. The government wants us to say that this broad statute that deals with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act is a basis for the conviction in her case and the evidence. There was no jury instruction on intent, though that was never brought up. I can't bring it up because I didn't think it was a plain error enough because it would be an attorney's requirement. But I do believe it has an impact on the way we decide cases under this statute. If we overbroadly reach into something that simple, that what she did, it was wrong what she did, but what did she have the intent to create a causation, logic, and nexus between what he wanted to do? There's no evidence of that at all. There's nothing.
What was her motive?
He said he couldn't break it. She took it, showed him how to break it. The government, and she broke it.
But she knew why he wanted to break it.
Well, there's no evidence of that she knew why he wanted to break it. She knew he wanted to find it, but there is actual statements from witnesses.
What reason could he have to break it except to destroy evidence?
Well, I don't know. He went to look for it, but she actually says...
I don't understand you. Look, suppose I said, I want to destroy evidence, and so I try to break, but I'm afraid of cutting my hand. So I say, I'd really like to destroy this evidence, but I'm afraid of cutting my hand. So then you say, oh, well, I'll do it for you.
McDonald never said that.
Pardon?
McDonald, who was the one who sought out the CD, never said that.
If that's what had happened, then she'd be guilty, right?
I believe if he told her, I want to destroy this because it's evidence the FBI wants,
right,
and he said he couldn't do it, she'd grab it. So all that it is aiding and abetting, and that's not covered in the statute.
Now, wait a second. Wait, you've lost me completely. In that circumstance, she's not guilty?
No, she would have aided him, but she wouldn't have done the...
That doesn't matter. Aiding and abetting is the same as being a principal.
But he didn't do that. That's the key.
No, okay, but that's just a jury question, whether, though he didn't say it,
well,
she understood that that's what he meant. That's why he wanted to destroy it, right?
Well, actually, I can't say that, only because if you look at all the evidence and what McDonald did and what was said by the other defendants, that in fact shows that she couldn't have formed the requisite intent in order to even be charged with this statute, much less to impede or obstruct justice. But
why? She puts two and two together. He wants to destroy it. There's only one reason he could want to, which is that it's evidence. So she decides to help him.
But there's no evidence of that. In fact, Joshua Peterson...
The evidence is in the circumstances.
Your Honor, I understand how you may perceive that, but I just don't see that in there. In fact...
But I don't understand. Why would she think he would want to destroy this?
Well, first of all, just briefly, I need to say that Joshua Peterson testified for the government, and he said that Wortman told him that, quote, she needed to get this CD because the FBI was wanting them. And she had already talked to the FBI, and McDonald had already provided information to the FBI. My contention is that was her motive, that didn't indicate any intention to impede justice. But also, when McDonald looked at those CDs, he wasn't even sure which one had it on it because they couldn't play.
Lost me. So she's there with him, and he wants to destroy this thing.
Yeah, he takes substantial steps to do that.
And now, what is your theory as to what she thinks is his motive for wanting to do that?
The government's witnesses. Joshua Peterson, for one, and there was another witness that said the same thing, that she said they were looking for him because the FBI wanted them. She didn't say we're looking for them to destroy them because the FBI wanted them. She specifically said that the FBI wanted them, and she had already spoken to the FBI, and McDonald had cooperated.
They want them intact, right? You've lost me completely.
Well, presumably
they want
that's...
them intact, so if she knows they want them, she knows they want them intact.
I agree.
So she breaks them, she knows, or breaks it, she knows that she's obstructing justice.
Donald was going to break the... It has to be the intent formed at that moment. I don't think she intended to obstruct justice. She intended to help McDonald break the disc. But
and
does that lead to obstruction?
And therefore help him obstruct justice.
Well, that's what it would have accomplished for him.
Right. Didn't she also tell Neville what story to tell the FBI about how it got broken?
After the fact, after it was all broken, they had a discussion about making a story up that McDonald wanted them to identify for what was the reason for it was broken. But this was all McDonald, and she may have been misled by McDonald or followed his lead in doing things, but did she actually form an intent to impede?
I think you have a really basic misunderstanding, because what you're suggesting, I think, is that suppose he says, I'd like you to break this for me so I can obstruct justice. And she says, I'll break it for you not to obstruct justice, but because I love you and you've asked me to do this. And you seem to think that in that situation she's actually not guilty of obstruction of justice.
I'm saying
wrong.
That the moment of the event where
is
she broke
what you
the
think
CD,
in my example,
she's not.
You think in my example she's not guilty of obstruction of justice?
There is evidence in your example, Your Honor, that specifically acknowledges that she understood his intent in terms of obstructing justice, and that she intended to assist him in that by making
right.
that statement. But in this case, at the moment that the intent is formed, it has to be evidence that it was to obstruct justice. Her intent was to help him break the disc, but there's nothing that reflects her intent to do more than that. In fact, there's actual evidence that suggests that wasn't anything near her intent when it happened. So I think it's the moment that she broke the disc that's at issue, and that's been our argument.
Yeah, but isn't it, Ms. Shine, isn't it bookended by the decision to accompany him to a venue that was they were not supposed to go to, and then at the end, bookended by a
story.
The story. I mean, I understand your argument if you move the bookends away from the books, but. But it seems to me it's a little closer here. You don't have too many books in the middle of the bookends.
It's a good example. One of the things that's important, though, is when you read the record, both in our brief and the government's brief, it's very much McDonald's intent on going over this apartment, fishing around for. I mean, he does a lot of things to get there. She goes along for the ride. Yeah, it would be a mistake for any of us to go along for the ride with this guy in particular. But she did. She loved him. She was with him. She went with him. She gets to the apartment. He's rummaging around, finds it, looks at the discs in the computer, tries to figure out which one may have had child pornography on it. We're not even sure it had child pornography on it. And then he decides to try to break it. And he can't do it. And so he complains about it cutting his hand, so she grabs it and breaks it. And now the after effect of that is because he broke it. And that was his intent. She broke it for him, which was only her intent to break it for him, but not to impede justice. And you have to make that nexus to get to that other level. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wortman. Mr. Norwood?
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is George Norwood. I'm an AUSA from Southern Illinois. Make no mistake that Ms. Wortman knew that the FBI was investigating her boyfriend for child pornography, that the FBI specifically told her, an FBI agent, John Ford, as well as a special federal officer, Keith Stiff, told her that same afternoon that they were trying to collect some CDs that were up above her place of employment in a fellow's named Tuttle's apartment. The FBI told her that we were trying to collect these CDs because they are of evidentiary value with respect to the investigation they were conducting that day.
Did anybody ever see what was on those CDs after it was broken?
No, Your Honor. It was not simply broken half. It was broken to a number of pieces.
So how do you know that what was on there was child pornography as opposed to regular old pornography?
We are not 100% certain, Your Honor. The other defendant in this case, McDonald, identified for the defendants that there were three CDs that he had taken over to this Tuttle's house. Two of the CDs contained some type of comedy. The third contained pornography. And within that pornography, he described a specific clip involving minors, a specific German clip involving minors engaged in child pornography. The FBI could not reconstruct the disc in a way to determine what was on there and whether that video clip was actually on there or not, but that does not matter. The intent of this defendant was to obstruct the investigation.
Well, let's talk about it. I personally, maybe this conviction will be affirmed, but I think this is really a cheesy case by the government here. She makes a lot of mistakes. Number one, picking this guy as her boyfriend, who is a wimp and can't crush a CD.
But that's not a federal offense, Your Honor.
Yeah. But now this guy tries to say, oh, I'm going to cut my hand. I can't do this. So she is just like a hammer. She shows him how to do it. Now, if her intent is to show him that he's a wimp and she can break this, why is that viewed as her intent? I understand Judge Flom's bookends, which are this very good analogy here, but putting that aside, why isn't the right way to view this is this is kind of the heat of the moment thing, and she's going to show him, see, it's easy to do it. This is how you do it.
If this were the heat of the moment and her boyfriend was scared to dispose of a gun that he had used to kill somebody and she takes the gun and throws it in the river.
That's not the example. We're not talking about
gun. I understand. But
here, see, I think he's guilty of obstruction of justice by what he did in that instance.
And he pled guilty to that also. They both pled guilty.
He pled guilty. But with her just jumping in and saying, you wimp, you can't. Not only you're a wimp, you have child porn. I don't know what you're doing with this guy to begin with, but she just jumps in and in the heat of the moment and helps him out. Why make that a federal criminal offense?
I didn't make it a federal criminal offense, Your Honor. The United States Congress did by criminalizing.
No, the prosecutor makes a decision to prosecute.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're the appellate attorney.
Your Honor. I was the one who charged her.
It must be there isn't very much crime in
in Southern Illinois, no.
It's a surprise to me. But, you're kind of, I think what Judge Evans is saying, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
No, Your Honor, I disagree.
This is part of a pattern of conduct that she's that she has a long criminal history or that she's going to be a accomplice to pornographers or what?
No, Your Honor, she violated the law.
It's an isolated crime. Do you prosecute all the crimes that are committed in the Southern District? Does U.S. Attorney prosecute all crimes, or does it have to make judgments? Doesn't have resources to prosecute everything?
I'm sure, like any office, our office doesn't have the resources to prosecute every single offense, federal offense that's committed, from the misdemeanor offenses to the serious felony offenses. I'm the one responsible, one of the people, but primarily responsible for prosecuting the child porn cases. This was a child porn case that I prosecuted. It started with Mr. McDonald. During the course of that case, Ms. Wortman became involved. She violated the law. It's that simple. Your Honors may disagree with my decision of her as a defendant, but I respectfully submit that Your Honors cannot disagree that she actually committed the crime. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you would exercise your discretion a little differently than I did. I can appreciate that, but the bottom line is the government believes she committed a crime.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Norwood, and thank you, Ms. Schein.
Thing. I did have a one-minute rebuttal, but I don't want to take up your time. It's a long day. I just wanted to mention that I'd ask the court to look at the evidence as it relates to the statute as one thing, but also we've never contended she didn't have this information prior to the events. We've never contested that she was talked to by the FBI, told all these things, and so was McDonald. But McDonald's the one that did all the required steps to get to the intent. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much to both counsel. Court will be in recess until 9:30 Monday morning.